From plastic to purpose, simple home swaps for a cleaner, safer lifestyle. Some changes in life happen loudly. A big move, a new job, a new baby. But the changes that have shaped our home the most were the quiet ones. The tiny, almost invisible decisions we made in the middle of ordinary days. Choosing glass instead of plastic, cooking fresh instead of opening a packet, not always though. Reaching for a dish brush instead of a sponge. None of it felt revolutionary at the time, but looking back, these small swaps have completely transformed the way our home feels. Calmer, cleaner, lighter, and more intentional. This journey became personal when my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Watching her navigate treatment reminded me how much our daily choices matter. What we eat, what we breathe, what we put on our skin. A decade earlier, my father passed away from GBM4, the most aggressive form of brain cancer. That loss shook me to my core and planted the earliest seeds of awareness. Since then, I've been learning, unlearning, and slowly reshaping our home to be a place of healing, not harm. This isn't about perfection or fear. It's about informed choices. It's about protecting our family's health, reducing the noise and toxins around us, and creating a home that supports us instead of overwhelming us. It's about choosing better, not more. And it's about realizing that sustainability isn't a grand lifestyle overhaul. It's a series of tiny, doable choices that add up quietly in the background. These are the swaps we've made so far, the habits that stuck, and the things I'm still figuring out. If you're on your own journey towards a healthier, simpler home, maybe some of these will resonate with you too. I hope this gives you ideas without overwhelming you. Key principles I've learned so far. Choose natural options whenever possible. Pick materials and foods closest to their natural state. What you use every day matters more than the occasional treat. Read the ingredient lists. Shorter and simpler is usually better. Avoid heating plastic. It breaks down into toxins. Materials matter. Glass, steel, wood, better than plastic. Long shelf life means preservatives. Foods that come directly from the earth are always better than the processed ones. All processed foods contain additives, some more harmful than others. What goes on your skin also matters, not just what goes in your body. Air quality matters. Avoid artificial fragrances and chemical scents. Choose cleaner cooking oils like olive oil, avocado oil, ghee, or butter. Choose organic labeled foods whenever possible. Avoid artificial colors and flavors, especially for kids. Try not to obsess. Stress is a toxin too, and balance matters. Kitchen swaps that made the biggest difference. Plastic to glass everywhere possible. Leftover containers and mixing bowls. We replaced plastic Tupperware and plastic mixing bowls with glass containers or stainless steel. They last longer, don't stain, and don't leach microplastics. Examples, we got a full Costco glass container set. Here's the link. Wish their lids were not plastic either, but no choice there, unfortunately. Pyrex glass cooking baking containers and other glass containers. Spice jars and pantry storage. All spices, lentils, and dry goods now go into glass jars. I got most of mine from Dollarama. Reusing glass jars. Every salsa sauce, olives, coffee, or jam jar gets washed and reused for storage. Freezing broth, organizing drawers, or even as vases. Whenever I find glass jars, I try to save them instead of plastic ones. They're healthier, even if it's just for skincare. Cookware upgrades. Non-stick pans to stainless steel or cast iron. Non-stick coatings break down over time. Stainless steel and cast iron lasts decades. We got stainless steel frying pans from IKEA. It's definitely harder to cook with them, so we try to keep learning with tutorials on YouTube. Recently, we bought a ceramic non-stick frying pan. Did research that it's a healthier option too when used properly. Plastic, silicone spatulas to stainless steel or wooden. Heat plus plastic is microplastics. Stainless steel has been a clean, durable upgrade. Here's a link. Cooking oils. Canola oil and seed oil replaced with olive oil, avocado oil, desi ghee or butter. I've become more mindful of the oils we cook with. We now stick to olive oil for low heat cooking, avocado oil or ghee for high heat, and butter in moderation. Avoiding highly processed seed oils has been a simple but powerful shift. Best butter is grass-fed organic, but that option isn't always available or in our budget. Food choices. Foods with artificial colors or flavors replaced with cleaner, simpler ingredients, especially for kids. If the ingredient list feels like a chemistry lab, it's a no for me. Especially for kids. If the ingredient list reads like a chemistry lab, it's a no for me. Dishwashing. Sponges replaced with dishwashing brushes. Sponges harbor bacteria quickly. A wooden dish brush lasts longer and dries faster. I've added some links. Travel and on the go. Plastic travel mugs replaced with stainless steel. Plastic bottled water replaced with reusable stainless steel bottle everywhere I go. Glass is also great if you're not worried about dropping it all the time like me. Health and food swaps. Sweeteners and baking. White sugar changed to brown sugar and coconut sugar, honey, maple syrup and agave syrup. White flour changed to organic flour, almond flour or whole wheat. Snacks, artificial candies changed to milk chocolate or lower sugar treats and dates. We still enjoy treats but with fewer dyes and additives. Date is a snack that's always available in our kitchen. Coffee. Instant cappuccino sachets are replaced with homemade instant latte. Fewer additives, cleaner ingredients, and honestly, it tastes better. Takeaway coffee paper cups replaced with stainless steel travel mugs. The coffee cup paper cups are lined in plastic and are so harmful for us when we have hot drinks in it. Dishwashing. Commercial tablets changed with natural eco-friendly tablets. Produce cleaning. Washing fruits and vegetables with baking soda to help remove surface pesticides. Understanding and implementing the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 through this useful resource. Cooking habits. Cooking fresh vegetables and meat as much as possible, reducing processed foods, reducing takeout and restaurant meals, home environment swaps, fragrance and air quality, fragrance plug-ins, none, scented candles, minimal use, aerosol air fresheners avoided, trying to open windows as much as possible. Indoor air quality matters more than we realize. Baby and kids, pre-loved over new, clothing, toys, furniture, etc. Pre-loved whenever possible, baby monitor during using it less now, only for emergencies, noise machine, reduced usage, Kids' plastic cutlery and crockery changed to stainless steel, wood, or glass. Personal care. Hair dye moved to natural hair. I stopped dyeing my hair to break free from unnecessary chemicals. It's been liberating yet difficult in the beginning, but now I'm loving it. Skin and hair care. Natural alternatives rather than spending millions on chemicals that aren't even good for you. So much better for our skin and hair and hardly costs anything. Examples: rice water for hair, egg white on face, sandalwood powder on face, porridge, oat for face, lemon for skin, and so many other things that are in your kitchen that are great for hair skin, like yogurt, lemon, mayonnaise, oil, cucumber, etc. Vaseline, petroleum jelly, body lotions, change to coconut oil. I'm happy with this change and I keep a small portion of it in a glass container in various parts of our home. Loofah is changed to a shower brush. Clothing swaps, I've got some idea about synthetic fabrics switching it with organic cotton wherever possible. And then reuse, repurpose, and reduce waste. Then I talk about reusing plastic that comes into our home, like making them organizers where they don't have any contact with our skin or our bodies. And we also choose cloth over paper, use old washcloths for dusting, cleaning, wiping, etc. Paper towels are used sparingly. We recycle wherever possible. Tech and lifestyle swaps, where I talk about wired earphones better, which are without Bluetooth, and speakerphone is always better. Then I talk about some phone habits, keeping phone away from your body, about airplane mode, which is so much better, reducing screen and device dependency, and 8 things I'm still learning and want to improve. So this is a bit about the kitchen gloves that I'm using, vitamins and supplements. I'm a bit confused about their long shelf life. I read some study about them causing cancer, so I'm a bit just trying to think about that. Makeup, I've reduced makeup to once a week or less. Essential oils and where to learn more. Then I've got some resources where you can also learn more if you're on this journey. Thank you so much and I hope you have a great day. I didn't read the whole article, especially the second half, so you can go in and take a look. Thank you so much. Have a great day.